We know that the results are in for the Arafura by-election, with Labor's Manuel Brown securing 1,832 votes, the CLP's Leslie Tungatellum receiving 818, followed by the Federation Party's Alan Middleton on 112 votes. So joining me in the studio right now is Manuel Brown. Good morning to you, Manuel.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yes, really good to meet you. Now, how are you feeling after the by-election on the weekend?
Oh, absolutely overwhelmed, you know, especially with the numbers and everyone turning up and voting for us, for voting for me, yeah.
It does seem as though there's been a swing towards the Labor Party and a swing towards you. What do you reckon, what do you attribute that to?
I think, you know, being on the ground, I mean, you know, the volunteers that came out, we're locals that spoke language, you know, and that's where I think the other parties missed the mark, yeah.
So you are obviously, you're a big part of the community. It's very well known. My mum lives out in Maningrida and knows you well. Your wife, I believe, works with my mum.
Yep.
I know that you are a big part of the community. You've got a young family that you're raising out there as well. What are some of the key issues, do you think, and some of the, you know, the key things that were raised with you throughout the by-election?
Yep. So obviously housing, roads and jobs, you know, they're the main things that that we look at, and it's a big Arafura seat, so the different regions have different priorities, so but they're the three main ones, and then you've got Tiwi Islands compared to West Arnhem, and so the Tiwi Island access into urban towns is pretty simple and easy, and that's what I'll be working on with West Arnhem.
And so you know, I know that there are, like you said, it's a big region, and there's obviously different priorities everywhere. How do you reckon how are you going to kind of make sure that you're juggling getting out to the whole electorate when it is such a big one?
Yeah, I do that in my spare time as a hobby anyway. You know, I love driving down through Kakadu and around, and you know, and visiting my family back at Tiwi Island. Just getting out and meeting them is what I do anyway. So I'm looking forward to that part. I'm looking forward to the roads drying up, actually.
So you can actually drive around a little bit more freely, I suppose.
Yeah. Half the roads are underwater towards Maningrida, but another few weeks it should be drying up.
And what would you say some of the key challenges are, I guess, for you to navigate in the electorate?
So the key, well, you know, access, you know, And there are communities where we are, you know, lack of communication as well, like Mindyalung. You know, there's no Telstra there sometimes. And then you've got all the stations in between Jabiru and Maningrida that people haven't heard of that I need to go and visit as well, yeah.
Now, tell me, it's obviously, you know, for the CLP, there's been a lot of discussion about whether they do or don't support The Voice, and we know that their rank-and-file party have voted to not support The Voice. The parliamentary wing's still undecided at this point. But from your perspective, was that something that was an issue in the by-election?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have leaders from these communities, from these boards that go down to these to the meetings, you know, down in Canberra. We've got Maddie Ryan from Maningrida that goes. Gibson Farmer goes from Tiwi Island. So I talk to these mob and they say it's a huge issue. We get our foot in the door. That's the main priority.
And so definitely you reckon the electorate is supportive of The Voice and they want it to happen?
Absolutely. As a whole, The Voice, everyone wants The Voice, but the specifics is the one we need to work on, especially for those that are not engaged, you know.
So, Manuel, for you, you know, hitting the ground running, what's going to be the first thing that you're wanting to do now that you're going to be in the role?
Oh, well, first thing I want to do is go around and have a little catch-up with everyone that's supported me. But that won't happen for another couple of weeks because sitting's happening. And apparently I'm getting sworn in tomorrow, so
right.
I'll be busy.
Yeah, so what happens? Do you go straight? Do you have to take part in Parliament over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'll need to upgrade my wardrobe and get a couple of suits. And
good on you, mate. Big congratulations on the win and a big swing towards you as well. You know, it must have actually been a tough decision and a tough situation for you, though, stepping in after the loss of somebody who I know was a dear friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I sat down and spoke to him about the 2024 election about 4 days before he passed, and he said, you know, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm interested, but And then unfortunately this happened. So, I've stepped in and the family are stoked, you know.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming in and having a chat with us this morning. Thank you so much for your time and all the best.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.